Chapter 4. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. 7 lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were 4 living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The 4 living creatures, each having 6 wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside, and on the back sealed with 7 seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its 7 seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the 4 living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom, and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the 4 living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Chapter 6.
Glory to God. That was Revelation chapters 4 and 5. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. Amen. This is a truly glorious portion of the Bible, incredible visions of the only true God on his throne and of his son Jesus Christ. Incredible. And so on the one hand, this passage is so glorious and wonderful, I really could just have that as this message, and just it stands, of course, on its own. There's no human words that can really that are worthy, you know, just like the presence of the Lord and the glory of the Lord. You know, we cannot put this into human words. On the other hand, I want to encourage anyone who will listen. If you know Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of the Father within you, and the glory of God within you, and the glory of God around you. So it's the most glorious, wonderful privilege and what he's given to those who belong to Jesus. And we can rest in him. In him we live and move and have our being. We now are doing what humans were born to do. And it's a celebration. Amen. It's a glorious celebration. I want to emphasize that. This week at some point I'm going to give a message that's a little more difficult, you know, about the other side. But today I want this to be as super positive as possible. Right now, we're all dealing with challenges in our world, and we all, probably every human being, has challenges, right, on the earth. I certainly do. And so it's the glory of the Lord and our Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Father God Almighty, and our most holy faith that is what lifts us and gives us the victory. Amen. Jesus always has the victory. So all that I just mentioned in the last 30 seconds gives us the victory and solves our problems. Amen. The anointing solves everything. The glory of God, the presence of Jesus. It's all the same. It's all so simple. It's the glorious Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. You have the glory of God within you and all around you. And this vision, you know, this incredible vision that a human being had of God Almighty and his son Jesus Christ, and how awesome this is, that same glory is on the earth available to us. He's available. There's a deep mystery surrounding this, but also it's simple. It's everything. Our most holy faith is everything to us. He's everything to us. So he's both a mystery and an eternal revelation, but simple. You have Jesus with you if you know him. If you don't know Jesus, come to Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the way, the truth, the life. What a glorious... This is what humans were born to do. Is fellowship with him. The chief end of man, to know him. And this glorious eternal journey that leads to the glory of the Lord. What's so wonderful, and I want to finish with this, something so awesome, is that every person on the earth is actually surrounded by the glory and the presence of God Almighty, Jesus Christ. When someone's born again, their spirit person is instantly now alive through the power of God. even though they won't feel anything because they're just in the first phase. And so all it means is just continue on with Jesus. Just go deeper with Him. Seek Jesus with all your heart, and He will meet you, and you will begin to experience His glory. And no man can ever give that to someone else. And that's the way it should be. Because He's our every person. This is the greatest privilege. Every person can have the full relationship with Jesus Christ forever. If a man gave it, a man or a woman gave it to you, that's not going to work. What a privilege that we go directly to Him. And yes, we stay in good relationship with all people. Absolutely. Amen. The glory of the Lord is available to every person on the earth. He, the most exclusive being, is the most available. The most available to, that's incredible. Amen, amen.